Stop 8 is at the middle V of the railing, 47 feet beyond the first V and bench at stop 7.
What impressions can you gather from the shallows near the shore? Is the area hopping with activity, or does it feel like a drowsy, lazy place? Is today raw and windy, balmy and breezy, or hot? No matter what the season, the waters of Indian Brook are teeming with life. Many aquatic insects have larval forms called nymphs that overwinter underwater and metamorphose into delicately winged flyers from mid-spring to early autumn. Dragonflies and damselflies are fierce predators of mosquitoes and other insects as they fly over the marsh. Their larvae are equally voracious, eating any aquatic invertebrates that are smaller than they are, including other dragonfly and damselfly nymphs. Caddisfly larvae build elaborate cases from pebbles or leaves or sticks to protect themselves until they are ready to leave their watery habitat for the air. The most ephemeral, mayflies, emerge as adults for only 24 hours in early May. If you are lucky enough to be here when they emerge, you will find fluttering mayflies all over this boardwalk and the surface of the marsh. Warm weather brings swarms of whirligig beetles and water striders to the water's surface. Many more insects find food and shelter on stems and leaves of submergent vegetation or on the undersides of lily pads. Others creep along the muddy bottom. Insects are an important source of food for Indian Brook's fish, pickerel, bass, sunfish, catfish, and bluegill. Beavers, and muskrats too, live in this marsh. Beavers build lodges out of logs, branches, and mud. The large mound straight across the marsh on the far left is a beaver lodge. Muskrats build lodges out of mud and cattails in the open water. They also make bank dens. One of these dens is at the shore to your right. You can often find adult muskrats out swimming during the day, and sometimes young ones are out playing near the den. A swimming muskrat makes a narrow, ribbon-like wake with its long, thin tail. Muskrats are much smaller and less elusive than beavers. Beavers feed at dawn and dusk and work on their dams and lodges at night.
Follow the railing straight down the boardwalk for 143 feet until you come to another right-pointing V in the railing. This third V is stop 9. It is opposite the second bench on the boardwalk. Press 9 when you reach the V.